This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This is a crazy world we live in. Reports of people being taken hostage, often for ransom, unfortunately, are not that unusual. But what about a tourist being taken as a medical hostage? A noted teacher, I'll call her Susan, was recently on vacation in Mexico when the brakes on her car she was driving failed.
The brakes went out on my car on a steep road, and I ended up having an accident running into a palm tree.
She was taken by ambulance to the hospital, where after requiring an $8,000 down payment, she was examined and had some x-rays.
You know, they did some x-rays and stuff, and they gave me some pain medication because it was quite painful. I had three broken ribs. I was pretty banged up.
Nothing was seriously wrong, and luckily she needed no surgery. But they decided to keep her in the hospital, a regular bed, no intensive care unit or the like, for several days to treat her pain. While she had good insurance in the United States, she was a little bit worried about her coverage in Mexico. So after a day or so, she decided that it'd be better if she recovered at the house she had rented in Mexico. So she asked to be discharged.
So I asked, you know, what's the bill? And the girl from the office who had come up to talk to me said, oh, it wasn't ready yet. And I said, well, when will it be ready? And she said, oh, I'll bring it up tomorrow.
But Susan really wanted to go home.
So tomorrow came, and I asked for the bill again, and I still didn't get it. This goes on for days. Every time we see the girl, I ask for the bill, and finally she says to me, oh, she can't give it to me yet. She kept giving me the runaround.
Finally, Susan had enough and decided to leave, which wasn't going to be easy because she couldn't really dress herself, and she needed a wheelchair to help her get down to the lobby.
I said, well, what if I just walk down? And she said, well, the security guards won't let you out of the hospital.
They told her she'd need to pay $28,000 for the five-day stay, and each day the bill would get larger if she didn't pay. She was a medical hostage. She didn't have $28,000, and certainly the care she received in Mexico couldn't have cost $28,000.
And that's when I called the American consulate.
Suddenly, the issue was resolved.
I guess she said to him, you can't hold somebody hostage in a hospital.
So at the end of the day, what is this really about?
They just wanted money, more money. The bill was obviously so padded. That is enormously expensive for a hospital in Mexico. And I think they knew that once I left, I wasn't going to pay him any more money.
Susan was told by the consulate this wasn't the first incident like this. So in their greed to squeeze money out of an injured woman, they lost her trust and her money. She won't be rushing back to Mexico. As we come to the long summer travel season, if you're leaving the country, check your insurance company. If you have a known medical condition, take plenty of medication with you, and by all means, carry it with you. Don't check it. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.